And the scripture readings today is 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 5, number 8, 18, sorry. And Psalms 22, verse 3. In everything gives thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabits the praise of Israel.
I thank God again for being here. I'm going to jump into my sermon. As you know, it's Thanksgiving week, so I wanted to talk a little bit about being thankful in all things and at all times, that we're giving thanks in all things. And what I mean by that is, when we were in school, if you will remember, when I was in school, we had to do like a pre-test, and then we had to do a test, and then we had to do a post-test. And God began to show me that that's kind of how we have to praise as well. We need to begin to praise God or thank Him before we receive what we're asking for. And we just thank Him in advance. And we're, God, I thank you that you're working this situation out for me. And then once we receive what He has for us, we need to thank Him. God, we thank you. I thank you for answering this prayer for me. And then down the line, as you think back over how good God is to you, we need to thank Him for answering that prayer. So like a before, during, and after, we need to be praising God at all times, giving Him thanks at all times and in all things. And so I want to sing a quick song, and then I'm going to jump into our sermon. So bear with me, but it's in my heart to sing this song today, so I'm going to sing it for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. He's been so good. I kind of lost you for a minute because I thank Him so. He has been so good to me. I just am so thankful for just everything. I think back over my life and I think of just how He's been a healer for me and how He's been a deliverer. And I just have to continue to thank Him. I just have to praise Him on all things at all times because He's so good. And so we are going to jump into our sermon. And first, I do give honor to the board and the elders, the trustees and the congregation. Again, I thank you all for coming. And if you'll bear with me, one more prayer before I jump in here. Dear Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you, Lord, for this time of fellowship that we come together. We ask, Lord, that you would anoint the ears to hear the word, God, that it would be a blessing to those who are here to listen today, God. And we give you all of the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So today, again, I'm just talking about giving God praise in all things and at all times. So 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And 1 Thessalonians, it's just telling us that we should always be praising God. And I wanted to stress how important it is to praise Him before we receive what it is He has for us. I call it pre-praise is what I call it. Praising Him before we actually get it, kind of like a pretest. We're thanking Him because we know that He's heard our prayers. We know that He's going to answer. So we can already thank Him even before the prayer is actually answered. We can already give Him praise. I think of my mom, which I talk about, I know, every week, but she was such a big, important part in my life and in just in my guidance and especially in my spiritual life. When I was in school, and it was such a struggle for me, towards the middle end of it, she said, all right, I want you to just get up every day and start to thank God that you're finished. Just start to give him thanks. I know you're not yet. It doesn't look like it, but I want you to just begin to get up and give him thanks every day. And so I did. I began to do that. And now I can look back and say, my goodness, he really did. He is a prayer answerer. He did just what he promised he was going to do. And so that's what I want to encourage you to begin to start to think about, getting up and just praising, starting your day off with a praise. God, I thank you for this day, what this day holds for me. I thank you for what you have in store for me. I thank you that you are already working on these needs that I have, that you are answering these prayers that I have before you. And so, a good example of this, of praising God in advance, is from 2 Chronicles 20, 21 through 22. So let's read that. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And so here we find Jehoshaphat, and he's preparing to go to battle. But God told him, send out the praisers first. Send out those people to go out before you go out, the praise team, to go out and praise me. Just praise me for this battle. Even before you fight the battle, go out and send your praisers out to praise me before you fight the battle. And that's exactly what happened. And because they went out and the praisers went out before and they were, God, we thank you for winning this battle. We thank you for this battle. God caused the other armies to destroy each other. So Jehoshaphat's team didn't even have to actually fight because praise went out before them. So their team went out and they went out and God, we thank you. Your mercy endures forever. We give you praise. So they praised him even before they had the victory, and God gave them the victory. And that's what we have to do, knowing that we're going to have the victory because God has us right in the palm of his hand. We can praise him before we even see the answer. We know that God has us right there in the palm of his hand. Amen? Amen. All right. Now, when he gives you what you've been praising for, this is the next stage. So we first had our praise before, or pre-praise, which is what I call it. We praise him because we know that he's going to do it. When he actually does answer the prayer for you, that's the perfect time to give him praise. I saw Jim in the hall and I was just so excited. I was like, God, thank you for such a miracle, watching him work a miracle. That's praising him right here in the present. We're thanking him that he heard our prayers. Jim mentioned to me how many people was praying for him. That is a wonderful time to just thank God that he answered those prayers, that though that many people was praying and God heard their prayers. We have to give him praise for that. Can I get you to say praise God for me today? praise God, because I'm excited about that. I just think that's amazing, because God was being God. Amen. But we give him thanks for that. And so when he's answering our prayers, that's the second praise. We can just give him praise right then for being God, for answering. We see this answer. Here's the answer. God, we thank you. You heard our prayers. We thank you that you answered our prayers for us. And so with that, a perfect example of that is David. And I really love David, and I love the stories from Psalms with David, because he reminds me of us. He was flawed. He was flawed, and yet he praised God. He was always a praiser. And so let's read 2 Samuel 6:13, and let's see what happened with David. He praised right then when he received the answer. So 2 Samuel 6:13-16. And it was so that when they had bare the ark of the Lord had gone six paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatlings. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was girded with a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with sounds of trumpet. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. So there are a couple of things, a couple of points I want to make in this, that when we're praising him. And David was praising God because they brought the ark back. The ark had been taken. The ark of covenant had been taken, but they were brought it back into their house, into the house of Israel. And he was so excited and happy that he and all of the Israelites were dancing in the street. They were so happy and they were praising God through dance. Now, in the church that I come from, that's how we praise God. We praise God through dance. And so I could imagine David out in the street and he was excited and happy and he was praising God because they brought the ark back to, you know, they brought it back. He was able to do that. He was so excited. They prayed. God gave them the victory and they brought the ark back. So here we are now in the present praising him because you received what God has given you. So that's what David was doing. And that's what we have to do when God, when he answers it. That's why I said, give him praise. We thank God that Jim is back. Amen. And then there's so many other areas that we can thank God for. But because I'm looking at him and I remember seeing him in the hospital, I am ecstatic that God is such a healer and that he did it for us. And so right now we can give him praise. So that's what I want to encourage you today. Giving him praise when he does answer that prayer, when that request comes that he answers, you can give him praise right then and there for it and thank him. Now, David, he gave him what was called a radical praise because he danced so that he danced his clothes off. So that was pretty radical. He was pretty excited and in praise. He got lost in his praise, but he danced his clothes off. And I can understand that. Like I said, I come from a church where we dance and we praise God. That's a form of how we praise him. But when his wife, Michal, looked out and saw him, and that's the second part to this. First, we have to praise him. Second, sometimes when you're praising and you're so happy that you've received the promise of God, sometimes those same people who were with you, who were saying, oh, we're praying for you. Oh, we're lifting you up. We've got you. When you receive that answer and you receive what God has, they get a little jealous, you know, and I'm not sure why that is, but sometimes it happens. So when you are praising him, be aware that you may face that opposition as well. They don't mean to, you know, I just believe it's the enemy that comes in to show them how, well, she got hers and I didn't get mine. And, you know, but sometimes they do. So that's what happened to Michal. She saw David out there just praising the Lord and enjoying that they brought that covenant, the ark back. And they were so excited and all of the people were out there with him. And she saw him and she got jealous and she told him, you're undignified out there praising the Lord like that. And David told her, and this is my favorite part because this is what my mom would teach us. He told her, hey, you didn't save me and your father didn't save me. It was God who did this for me. So I will be even more undignified. And so I imagine that he really went out and started to dance before the Lord at that point when he told her, so I'll be more undignified. You're not my healer. You're not my deliverer. You didn't bring the ark back. God did this, and so I'm going to praise him the way that I praise him. And that's what I want to encourage you to do. Like I said, there are different ways to praise God. At our old, at my church, my family church, that's one of the ways we praise him. And we're really quick to say hallelujah out of nowhere, you know. And so, but everybody praises God differently. And so I just want to encourage you to praise God. I want to encourage you that when he does answer, to praise him. And even if someone tries to discourage you, praise him anyway, because he's so good. And this is such a good time of year to really think about praising him. But even if someone tries to stop you, or he said, I will be even more, David said, even more undignified and praising the Lord. I'm going to praise him how I want to. I'm going to give him a crazy praise. And a crazy praise can be anything, however you see it as crazy, you know. But that's a good way to give God his praise. That's a good way to just praise him because he's so worthy and he's so good. And when he does answer, I mean, it should bring joy knowing God heard my prayers. It should bring joy to us and we shouldn't have a problem just thanking him for his goodness and his mercy. And so that leads me to the last stage of praise that I want to talk about today. And the last stage, is after you've received what God has for you. And it maybe has been a while and you think back over it and you think, oh my God, you did that for me. We give him praise for that. That's how we're praising him in all things and at all times. We give him praise again for what he's done. When I think back over all the struggles that I went through to finish school, every time it comes to mind, I stop and I say, God, I thank you. I can't believe I made it through that. I can't believe it. I thank you that you did that for me. I look back over it and I give him thanks again. And that's our final stage of just praising him in all things, is that we go back and thank him again for all of the wonderful things that he's done for us. And it reminds me of this song that we sing, and it's called, When I Think of the Goodness of Jesus and All He's Done for Me, My Soul Cries Out, Hallelujah, Thank God for Saving Me. It makes me think of that song so much. When I think back over my life and think about all that he has done, all of the wonderful things. And I know just from talking to all of you when we did our Wednesday coffees, that you all have something that you can think back over and you can go, oh my God, you did that for me. Thank you. Thank you. That just keeps us in his presence. That allows us to give him that praise that he's so worthy of. He's so, such a wonderful God that he has us right in his mind. He has us in the palm of his hand. He's always thinking of us. And that's just our way of just being grateful to him, being grateful to him for all of the wonderful things he's done and how he's kept us. Have you ever been in an accident and you think back over it and you're like, oh my God, that could have killed me. But God, you let your angels protect me and keep me. I thank you for that. When you think back over it, that's the best time to just give him praise. One of the best times to give him praise and to just give him thanks and give him thanks at all times. I think about this week and last week, I was really sick and I was in Bible study and I didn't know what hit me. I just was like, okay, I think I need to get out of here and get to the hospital. And so I jumped up and I know everyone was wondering what happened, but I jumped up and I ran out and I said, I'm going to the hospital because I don't feel well. And I did. And then I called Jean and everyone and let them know what was going on. And I felt the prayers. And I'm so thankful. I thank God. Now when I look back over last week, it could have been so much worse. It could have been a stroke or a heart attack or could have been any of those things, but it wasn't. And I know your prayers brought me through. And so I thank God for you. Now I'm looking back and I thank him again this morning. I said, God, I thank you. Thank you for Broadway Christian. I thank you for those members who saw it in their hearts to lift me up in prayer. I give you praise for that. I thank you. We can go back and just thank him for what he's already done. Thank him that he did that. And you can use that as an example for the next request that you have. If he did that, he'll do the next thing for you. So you can just go back and think over all of the things, what the song said. My soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for all you've already done for me. So I do have one more scripture. Well, actually, I have two. But one more to just show how we can praise him, how we praise him after we've received the blessing or received what he's given us. And this is Luke 17:11-19. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go, show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. And what I like about this is all 10 of them were healed, but only one came back to say, God, I thank you. I thank you that you healed me. And what I noticed and what we studied in one of our Bible study classes was with leprosy, it can cause skin sores and disfiguration and nerve damage. So my opinion, I think, the others, they were healed. Those 9 were healed, but the one who, was made whole was the one who came back and gave him praise. He came back after and gave God praise, gave Jesus praise. Thank you for healing me. Thank you. You didn't have to do that, but you did. And so I think he not only was healed, but he was made whole. That means all of the disfiguration, all of the effects of the disease, I believe that was all gone. All because he went back and just gave God praise and so on. And that's just my belief. But I believe because he thought to go back and thank him again. Thank you, Lord, because you healed my body. Thank you. You were thinking of us and gave him the praise. I believe that's why he was healed. So anyway, my thoughts on that one. I want to leave you with one last thought, and that's Psalms 22:3. And it says, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." And that one, that just blesses my soul. What this is saying is that he inhabits our praises. When we praise him, when you go back and give God the praise, when you praise him before he's even done anything, when you praise him because you received what you prayed for, he's there in your praises. He inhabits your praises. When you're driving alone you begin to just thank him, you can feel his presence in your car. When you're at home alone and you're just thinking about the goodness of God, you can feel his presence because he inhabits our praises. And so I want to encourage you today, as I'm finishing up, to give God praise in all things and at all times. To begin, as you leave out of here today and as we go into our Thanksgiving holiday, I know it can be trying sometimes. You see family that you're not really wanting to see, or, you know, there's just so many things when it comes to holiday season. But I want you to try giving God thanks for it. Just thank him that you are here. Thank him that you get this opportunity to thank him again. And so I want to encourage you to do that this week. And thank you so much. I give you all praise today just for being here and joining me today. And I thank him. I thank him for you. I cannot thank him enough for just his mercy and his grace. And so let's pray today. Lord, we come to you and give you thanks. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you that we can praise you in all things and at all times. We thank you that you inhabit our praises. We thank you that when we lift up praise to you, you are there, and that you meet us, God, at our very point of need. And so today I pray for the congregation, Lord, that as they go into this holiday, that, Lord, you would be with them, that you would be at their dinner table, God, that you would be, Lord, in their meetings, and when they're sitting and enjoying their family, God, that you would be right there in the midst of it, God, that you would bless them and that you would give them peace. And we thank you for it, God. And then, Lord, we do pray again for those military families and those families who aren't together and can't be together for many reasons. We thank you, God, that you would give them peace and that you would be in the midst of it, that you would show them love, God, in that time, Lord, in those times of loneliness and depression, God, but, Lord, that you would step in. And so we thank you today. We bless you. We honor you. We give you all of the glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.